Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Okay, so hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making impactful, positive social change in their communities. And so we have a guest today, Christine Robinson. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I want to start with really just an introduction of who you are and what you do and why you think you're a social impactor.
Well, thanks for having me, Avery. I was so excited when you invited me to be a guest. I so believe in what you're doing. I'm very much about making an impact everywhere you go in the simplest of ways, the most mundane of tasks. To connect. And basically, I have a background in digital project management. I've spent the last 10 years managing various web projects throughout their entire life cycles. I've managed web design projects. I've managed mobile game projects. I've managed huge migration backend projects for pharma. So in the last 10 years, I've worked with some amazing, talented individuals. And as you can only guess, you know, the fast-paced nature of digital nowadays, connection and making impact as a team leader, especially in a project management role, is very important. So it really served my innate strengths very well in that I am a relator and I'm a developer and I love connectedness to be able to impact my team, to empower them to do their jobs and to do them the best of their capacity. So I learned very early on in my career how important making an impact is, not just to be able to do my job, but to be able to empower my boss, my manager to do their job, as well as my colleagues and peers to do the best that they could do, and to create a culture of excellence in everything that we do. Not perfection, notice the difference, it's excellence. It's just a frame of mind, a mindset, and a quality of spirit that I have always enjoyed and want to bring out in other people. Mm-hmm. So right now, I've transitioned over into more entrepreneurial work, and I've been freelancing, oddly enough, in the marketing space, really kind of getting exposed to marketing and branding and working with really cool people virtually now. So folks in London, folks in California, folks in all sorts of different places, Australia, Israel, you know, and getting more exposed now to the global aspects of the gig economy and connecting and making impact in the virtual space, which is a completely different dynamic than sitting with someone in person in an office.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what's going on with me right now.
Oh, it's amazing. That's a lot. So let's jump into the questions then, because I think that was a great place to land. And how are you making a positive social impact in your community then, with what you're doing with freelancing, what you've done before too? How are you making that impact?
Well, for me, it really just starts one-on-one. I know this could be a bit of a surprise to people who know me, but when I was younger, I was an introverted child. I was quiet, and there are parts of me overall, if you check out my Myers-Briggs results, you'll find that I am an introverted person by nature. It is in my nature to be introverted. However, I love people, and I've learned to tap into the more extroverted social skills to make connection. And the sweet spot for me is to impact one-on-one, and I'm very good with one-on-one relationships. So I can quickly find common ground and relate to people one-on-one. And I'm also a woman of faith, but for me, that's one of my top values. So that drives my decision-making. It helps me to see others through a completely, you know, different kind of lens. where I believe in them and I seek the best for them and from them. And I just am there to love them without judgment. Mm-hmm. And so that also helps me to make impact, because as I relate to people one-on-one and I try to just do the simplest of things to impact their social sphere, it could be something as easy as just having an agreeable countenance, really noticing people in the morning, saying hello. You'd be surprised how much an impact a hello and a smile makes, especially if someone's going through a tough time or they're just really stressed out. And when you're spending 8 to 10 hours a day together in the office and in the marketplace working in the trenches, you have to really think outside of just the obvious parameters of work and the larger, grander scheme of your whole community. You have to go a little bit more into your immediate sphere to think, how can I impact someone, one person, someone today? Is it noticing when they're down? Is it observing and really getting to know them and want to know them, to know what their trigger points are, their stress points, and then be there for them when I'm noticing that they're going through that? It's those little things that you decide, that you choose to do every day outside of yourself and looking after yourself and making sure you're okay. Once you're okay, then look around you to see what you can do, those little things you can do to make sure others are okay. So I made the conscious and intentional decision to do that. It is a conscious and intentional mindset and lifestyle that you have to incorporate into your schedule to do that. It's not innate to everyone. You're not just gonna automatically think of others all the time, especially when you're going through stuff. I find the best thing that pulls me out of a funk is to go out and to do and to serve and to make someone else feel good. And it'll eventually make me feel good. So I basically went about doing that. I made sure my team felt empowered, that the morale was always kept up. I mean, I'm not perfect at it. I go through stress as well. But just being there and making that conscious decision to impact the atmosphere in my workplace and my immediate team so that we start building trust, open communication, and that sense of connectedness, not just to each other, but to the work that we're doing and the strategies that we're trying to support, is really, for me, the most immediate impact I knew I could make to the social sphere around me and to my immediate spheres of influence.
That's amazing. Wow. There's so many little pieces of knowledge that were embedded into that. And, you know, you can pick and choose as much as you want, but I think I agree that if you empower a team, but you also apply that mindset, and you apply that mindset every single day, then it becomes something that's not necessarily innate, like you're saying, but becomes something that's a little bit programmed, right? So it's the first thing you do, right? It's your first inclination when you go into the day. You think positively, right? It's that mindset shift. It's that perception.
Exactly. And, you know, this is why I mentioned that while it's an innate gift of mine, it's not necessarily that you have to sit there and think, well, that's not my gift, so I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, it's a mindset shift. Mm-hmm. And as long as you make the commitment to follow and to do what's necessary to shift your mindset, develop the right habits and the right disciplines, and always, of course, to be authentic. Don't just do it to be programmed or scripted to do this, to always be looking for some hook. Mm-hmm. Or some result out of it, just to do it because it's the right and good thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And it pays off in dividends. You know, the trust that you garner, the nurturing of the connection of you with your team members, and the respect that you earn in the process will pay off, especially when there's tight deadlines and you may have to prolong hours. You might have actually even have to pull some weekend hours. I mean, and even when your team is going through challenges, just the fact that they know they can trust you, they can come up to you and be open about it, and you can be put in a place to influence them and help. It not only serves the relationships, it serves the work. It builds a good brand. It builds a good culture, a healthy culture in a company. And that all leads to return on investment, to revenue, to profit margin, to productivity. So it's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So then, I mean, I can tell that you at your heart are embed social impact into everything that you do, but with business specifically, do you think it's an important part of business to have social impact?
Oh, yes, because at the end of the day, it's humans doing the work. And we're the ones who make up society. So if you're not impacting humans to some degree, don't expect any long-term benefits and growth. You might have some short-term wins, but if you want to really make impact in your long-term strategies as a business, if you really want to achieve long-term goals, if you want to scale up and maintain your trajectory and momentum, mm-hmm. you had better include social impact into one of the top five initiatives and programs that you establish in your culture and in your employee journey, especially on the HR side. Very, very important. And corporations and big, large, small, medium, all the different sizes are starting to realize how important this is to maintaining a healthy culture and keeping their employees engaged, because employee engagement is, the numbers are just so sad, so high, that the level of engagement in an average employee is so low. And they're starting to realize and define and identify the connections between low engagement and low productivity, turnover, loss of retention, which all affects their bottom line. So they're starting to get it, and the wave is starting to build, and everyone is starting to see the truth of impacting their social culture in their companies through engaging their employees and empowering them to do and be their best. Mm. Like I said, it starts there, but of course don't end there. So as a company, as a brand, go outside the four walls of the business and start to impact the community. But again, I say, unless you're living it, as a company, you know, the authenticity of that needs to be there in order for it to really have true impact and change outside of the company. Otherwise, you'll just be a hypocrite. You're gonna go out and be good and do good in the community, but you don't treat your own community well. What does that say about you?
It's like the expression that a good leader can only lead as much as they treat themselves well, right? So if you're not at 100% of yourself, you won't give 100% to your team.
Correct. Right?
That correlation. Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's jump into the. I love this last question. But leading into it, and what's your advice for others then to begin making a social impact in their communities? What's that
about? I would say don't overwhelm yourself. Set achievable goals. Set for yourself ways of changing habit, changing your schedule, changing your mindset in ways that you can certainly achieve. So start small. So let's say, you know, you have a bit of a crazy hectic schedule, and you know, you typically tend to focus on the things you have to do, and the, you know, the tasks you have to complete and whatever is going on in your own immediate sphere. So then take a look at the things that are non-negotiables and set those aside. But then take a look at the rest of your schedule and what you have going on, and start to remove the clutter. And by clutter, I mean distractions, what I call, you know, everyday white noise. Whether it's the amount of time you spend watching the news or reading the news or on social media or watching TV, you know, those kinds of things, start to really look at those and ask yourself, okay, you know, I'm not saying you have to give everything up, but perhaps instead of 3 to 4 hours a day, it's more like 2 hours a day. So now you have 2 hours of free time where you can either spend time either having lunch with a coworker, or maybe if you used to, you know, check social media on your lunch hour, instead you're spending time with a coworker, or you're reading an inspirational book about relationships and how to develop relationships if you're a little shy, how to talk to people to help you get started. Any kind of activity that you could fill in after you've opened up a little bit of time to develop that mindset and help you start to develop that mindset, and you develop a cadence. So you do it every twice a week or every day. You read a book or you start just notice people, talk to people. That's something. But like, it all starts with really taking a look at your life as it stands and really making a choice, a conscious choice, to remove that clutter and to put into your life things that will feed you, that will develop you, help you to make that shift. And then just starting to look outside of your immediate sphere of yourself and your family, and then going out one by one, just one person at a time. I always say, just stop for the one person, because that, when it starts to work, will just make you come alive. And that will empower you to keep going. And you'll start to build these relationships. And then if you can get to a point where you're like, wow, now I can go to the big broad world. That's how I started. And it really worked for me, rather than trying to go really big and broad and go out to the big broad world and try to make, you know, 3-4 hours of community service work in a very tight schedule, as opposed to how can I have more immediate connection now with my current schedule by just removing certain things and building up to that point where you're volunteering and, you know, something big in scope. There's achievable shifts and achievable goals and removing clutter. Start there.
Wow. No, it's incredible. Because it really is. It's always good to have that reminder of those simple things, where when you let go of the, like you said, the white noise, right? Those things that might seem important but aren't necessarily. They're not part of your priority list. I try to have a priority list every day, and once you do that, there's a lot of free time. I've never liked the expression of "I don't have time." Right? You have time to do whatever you want. It's what you choose to put that time into, right?
You're so right. Time is. The way I see time is, it's our servant, not our master. When time becomes our master, something's wrong. Yeah. Something's misaligned in our life.
Yeah.
It should be our servant. It should be serving us. And you're right. A lot of the things that we think, oh, I don't have time, we don't really consciously take an effort to really assess our current schedule and how we live our lives. A lot of what we do is so... routine, and it's like muscle memory. You just do things without really even paying attention. And, you know, until you do that, you just assume, oh, well, it's just all blocked up. There's no way. But there is. There's always a way if you're willing to commit.
There's always a way. Christine, thank you so much for being on the podcast. That was actually, it was really informative, and I got some motivation now from it. I just want to thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, and keep it up, Avery. We all believe in you. We're so excited that you're doing this. These are conversations that need to be happening, especially in this day and age, with all the turbulence and the division and all the things going on in the world. We need to be more intentional to find ways to build bridges and connections, not destroy them.
You're making me tear up a bit.
It's okay to cry.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Christine.
No problem. Have a great one, everyone. Good weekend.
Bye.